challenges. Hi, welcome to Facing the Situation, Building Spiritual Resiliency. This is Season 7, Episode 4, and you are listening to Prophetess Mary Ayodele speaking to you on Wednesday, December 16th, from the Gulf of Mexico bioregion of Houston, Texas, in the year 2020. Our topic for this season is grace and mercy. And I'm really glad you're here. Let's open with prayer. Give an honor to the Most High. We're thankful for coming together again, for being here to listen to your holy word and how to apply it to our lives. We ask you, and we are grateful for your grace and mercy as it is showing up in our lives and carrying us through to the next steps. In the name of Yeshua the Christ, amen. Welcome back, everyone. I'm really glad you're here. A little housekeeping at first. I want to thank everyone who supports this podcast in word and in deed. Your contributions, your prayers, and your support mean more to us than you know. It has enabled us to grow and to even consider making bigger podcast moves than we envisioned when we started this podcast. And I say we because we started this together, me and you. When I started this podcast 7 months ago, I started it in response to the need to share information with people facing this situation and knowing that building spiritual resiliency was the only answer. No matter what you're facing, you don't want to think short term, like get over this problem. You want to think long term and you want to build your strength so you can face anything that comes your way. So here we are 7 seasons later and sitting in a very different position in relationship to the public health crisis that sparked this podcast. The public health crisis is just one thing in life. There's something else that's going to come along, and you just want to be ready for it by being ready for it. So thank you. We have looked at different platforms, and we will definitely take some very careful steps to explore them and to see how we can move this podcast to another platform or explore some new avenues with the one we're on. So that's number one. Number two, you will be receiving the first 3 episodes of Season 7 as bonus episodes. Yes, so I will let you know when there's a bonus episode number one, bonus episode number two, and number three. They'll be coming your way before the end of the month. So keep your ears and eyes open for that. And lastly, if you'd like to support this podcast, if you have any questions about what you've heard, if you have questions you'd like me to address regarding spiritual resiliency, please send them to prophetessmaryayodele@gmail.com. And please, again, address your questions, prayer requests, anything of that nature to prophetessmaryayodele@gmail.com. If you'd like to support the podcast by PayPal, you may do so using that email address or by other means. You can write me there and we'll work out a way for you to make your contribution. Everything you give us is well received and you are blessed for thinking of us and know that your contributions help us to help other people to make this information available to them. Our topic this month is grace and mercy. Many people have heard about grace and mercy in Psalm 23, which we did treat much early on in our podcast life here. I think it was season one. We talked about framing your day with gratitude. And we also have talked about Psalm 23 throughout the previous seasons. So we're going to come back to it tonight because I know most of you have heard of it. And grace and mercy, goodness and mercy are mentioned in Psalm 23. However, our theme this month is grace and mercy, and we're going to look at Psalm 23, the last verse, and we'll get to that a little bit later, as an example of how these particular angelic expressions of God can, the Most High can walk with you as you go through life. So what do I mean by that? This season, and I want to wish you a happy Rosh Chodesh. This is the official new moon night in the Hebraic tradition. It is Rosh Chodesh, and we've stepped into a new Hebraic month as of tonight. Now, this year has been pretty exciting for a lot of people, mostly against their will. Most people would not have signed up for this much excitement. However, many people who live a spiritual life, meaning people plugged into spiritual realities, kind of knew something was coming. We covered that in several interviews I've given in different podcasts and radio shows, and I think I've covered it in this podcast. So if not, let's do it now. Yes, the Most High revealed to many people, including me, that something was coming. However, I did not know that it would be the pandemic that is being called COVID-19. What I do know is whatever's coming, you need to be ready for it, and I need to be ready for it. And the way to do that is to be in alignment with the Most High. Some people call that being God, to be in alignment with the Most High Yah, and to be prepared to trust that you will be led, guided, and be willing to go where guidance leads you to respond to the best places you should be, to respond to what Yah shows you. So you will be guided through dreams, through visions, through prophetic word to get your life in order so that no matter what comes, you can face it. Okay. That's the bottom line. Now, you don't want to live from crisis to crisis, drama to drama. You have a daily life where you're walking and breathing and talking, and you want to dedicate that life to the upliftment of humanity, of fulfilling your destiny and blessing your family and your community with your presence, of doing the things that you were put here on earth to do, the good things, okay? Now, pandemic or no pandemic, you still have a destiny to fulfill, and there will be things happening around you in your environment that may detract you or, you know, distract you. And your job is to stay faithful to fulfilling your destiny, knowing that your strength to do so comes from on high. All right. So this is the month of Tevet. It began on Wednesday tonight, December 16th. It is Rosh Chodesh. That means head of the month. This is a night that the biblical text tells us prophets would have revelations given to them from the Most High, that prophets would have information revealed to them from the source of all that is. So for those of you who are of a prophetic nature, the dreamers who are listening to this, I often say to you, keep a journal, but start keeping a journal of your prayers. Pay attention of your prayers, of your dreams. Pay attention to when the new month starts, the head of the month, Rosh Chodesh, the new moon. Technically, in the Hebraic tradition, the new moon starts when you can see a sliver of the moon in the sky, not when the moon is completely non-visible. So that may be a little different depending on the tradition that you walk with spiritually. But my point is, keep track of your dreams. You are stepping into winter solstice this month. If you remember the teachings and seasons 3, 4, and 5, we talked about the different cycles of life. We are about to step into a cosmic cycle. December 20th, 21st, and 22nd, even as early as the 19th in some places, the wheel of the earth, the year, will be turning, and we will be stepping into winter solstice here in the Northern Hemisphere. For those of you below the equator who are listening to this, you'll be stepping into summer solstice, right? So whenever we get close to these solstices and equinoxes, certain things are going to be more prevalent in our lives, especially, the lives of those of us who work in a spiritual milieu, those of us who work as pastors, reverends, prophetesses, priests, priestesses. You're going to see, hear, and experience several things, maybe a little more intensely than you would if you weren't at this point of the year. Couple that with the current health crisis, and people's emotional and mental responses to it, you are dealing with a whirlpool of humanity, both embodied and disembodied. And it will be magnified this month. You probably have already felt it. And today is the 16th, so we're only like 4 days away. So remember what we talked about with cosmic cycles, and let's get to grace and mercy. Now, Psalm 23 is beautiful. All the Psalms are to me. And Psalm 23 closes out with talking about these two, some people think they're virtues, right? Goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Adonai forever. I'd like to encourage you to think of them as angelic energies, meaning messengers of the Most High, and imagine them walking with you. And this is our season of grace and mercy, meaning we're gonna, those of you, us who follow a Gregorian calendar for business purposes, we may also have a different spiritual calendar we follow for spiritual purposes, but those of us following Gregorian calendar will be talking about the end of the year in 2 weeks, right? And stepping into a new year. So grace and mercy. We want to approach the throne of grace and ask for mercy. We want to investigate what grace and mercy means in the Hebraic sense of the word. I would encourage you to look up the words grace and mercy in your Bibles. If you don't have one, go online and look it up. The online Bible. And look into the root meaning of those words. Go behind the Greek. Most Bibles will say, oh, it means this in the Greek. Okay, cool. But go behind Greek. Go back to the Aramaic or the Hebraic meaning of it in Hebrew. Grace and mercy are the prayers, that grace and mercy are the containers we're going to look at praying within this month. We're praying not just for ourselves, but for our families and our communities, our loved ones, both here in body and those who are gone. We're praying for so much that people think they've lost, real and imagined. And we're praying for so much that people stand to gain, both real and imagined. We're praying for openings. We're praying for opportunities. We're praying for the wisdom to dig deep into whatever we are given to make it last. In terms of food, we're looking for the potatoes, honey, not just the lettuce. We're looking for long-term growth, substantial density, in a sense of fillingness. We want something that's going to fill us up. We're not going to step out of 2020 into a new year looking for toys and gadgets and things to distract us, bright and shiny things. We need to learn how to make stew. We need to learn how to make heavy soups. We need to learn how to eat root vegetables this year. We need to learn how to deal with something that's going to stick to your bones. We need to learn how to make meat only something for flavor in our lives. Meat should not be the portion of our plates, but meat should just be like a something that gives the vegetable stew some flavor. Look at carrots, rutabagas, root vegetables. Look at yams. You know, figure out how to make three dishes from one vegetable. You know, make sure it's warm dishes. Make sure and keep the chill off your bones. Don't get thrown off by what you see around you happening on the news and all that. You handle your own space. Make sure you keep your space in order. Make sure you can have a lot of stuff, you know, but make sure you know where everything is. Don't let people accuse you of hoarding if you have two packs of batteries instead of one. This is a season to buy a little bit extra and to store it away, okay? You don't want to have to run to the store once a week unless your budget is such that you haven't been able to store things up. You know, when you go to the store, I talked about this in radio interviews and things, get one extra thing. When you get one tissue box, get two tissue boxes, two packs of toilet paper. It can be small when you store things up, but you want to build your pantry and definitely of non-perishables as well. You do not want to live in fear. You want to live in reality. And the reality is we're going to face some very interesting times, and you're going to be resilient in your physical body, your spiritual body, your emotional and mental body, and you're going to face it. You're going to face it with the blessing and strength of the Most High, and you're going to come through it better than you went into it. You may also offer refuge emotionally, mentally, or spiritually for other people who are looking for some light. So you got to stay prayed up. You got to stay meditated. You got to do your mindfulness, do your yoga, do your Tai Chi. Do what it is to keep you grounded to the earth. Know who and where you are. Don't get lost out here, caught up in the madness of worrying about what, who, what. Know what's real in your life. Turn off the TV if you have to. Turn off the internet, you know, when you go to bed at night. Sleep in a home free of your Wi-Fi, at least. You may have your neighbor's Wi-Fi floating through your house, but you may want to turn yours off. See how life works for you. Turn your phone off at night. Turn it back on in the morning. Guess what? You know, things will probably continue on without you, right? So trust yourself. And when you get to the point where you begin to doubt yourself, please look at the biblical verses I've been sharing with you throughout the past 7 seasons. And look at those verses and get a good idea about what they're saying about you and who you really are in relationship to the Most High. You're going to be fine because you already are. You just need to know that. Okay? All right. So I'm going to close out this season 7, episode 4, with reminding you of the upcoming cosmic cycle in the next 3, 4, 5 days. Make sure and stay in prayer and supplication. Be humble. Be grateful. Prepare yourself to stay warm. Have a little extra up in the house, and everything's going to be all right. So we're going to close out reading Psalm 23. Normally, I ask you to take a verse and work with it. I'm going to ask you to work with the entire Psalm 23 again, and I'm going to read it from the King James Version of the Bible. You can print this out. You can write it out. You can make a collage of it, memorize it, think about it, meditate on it. Let it speak to your heart and soul. And let's begin. Excuse me. This is Psalm 23. Adonai is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Adonai forever. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming to this podcast to listen. I will be recording some additional gifts for us based upon the Psalms. And as I record them and upload them, I will let you know. Okay? All right. We'll begin with one right now. It's a special gift for you. Psalm 23 as a gift. Adonai is our shepherd. We shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth us beside the still waters. He restoreth our soul. He leadeth us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for he is with us. His rod and his staff, they comfort us. He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. He anointeth our heads with oil. Our cups runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of Adonai forever. Love you all. Talk to you soon. Be blessed. Bye now.